You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. More water trouble to report here in the Great Lakes State. A dozen communities in Oakland County are under a boil water advisory after a water main broke late Monday afternoon on 14 Mile Road between Farmington and Drake Roads. Yet another reminder that Michigan is saddled with aging water and sewer infrastructure. Earlier this month, civil engineer Ronald Brenke spoke on Stateside about these problems.
Some of these facilities are over 100 years old, and they're clearly not functioning right. You know, the sinkhole in Fraser. We don't want to see that, but we will see more of that if we don't start to recognize the issues that we have and start trying to find new solutions and more revenue to pay to repair some of these facilities. It's kind of out of sight, out of mind, but it is something that affects the public health and safety of everyone in Michigan.
Well, it's certainly not out of sight, out of mind for people living in Bloomfield Township, Commerce, parts of Farmington Hills, Keego Harbor, parts of Novi, Novi Township, Oakland Township, parts of Rochester Hills, Walled Lake, West Bloomfield Township, and Wixom. So quite a list here. And Tracy Samilton of Michigan Radio's news team has been out checking things out. Where did you go today, Tracy?
Well, first stop was Providence Park Hospital, where they had to move four dialysis patients, and they're turning away the ambulances there for emergency care to go to other hospitals.
And that's in Novi.
That's correct. In fact, most of the places I went to were in Novi. Most of the restaurants shut down. Like, if you're hungry and you can't cook at home because you don't have water, well, good luck. You're going to have to go somewhere where that is not affected by this water main break. But I did stop at a China King that was open, and they were boiling the water in these massive woks in order to be able to serve their customers. Stopped at a Kroger, and people were going in, seeing the sign, "We have no water," and leaving. I talked to a woman who said when she turns on her tap in Novi, nothing comes out. Like, there's nothing at all. So she doesn't even have any water to flush her toilet. Now, the impressive thing in Novi that's going on is they're distributing water already. Four bottles per person per day throughout the city of Novi. If you need non-potable water to flush your toilet, they have distribution sites there as well.
So they jumped on it pretty quickly.
They did.
This all happened late yesterday afternoon. This broken water main at 14 Mile Road between Farmington and Drake Roads late yesterday afternoon. And certainly it's affected these dozen communities. You were at the site of the break?
I was at the site. I had to creep through some brambles through somebody's private property to get close to see what's going on. But it's a big mess. Half of the road is just covered in, you know, this green water. They've got these emergency, you know, pipe setups to get the water out. They're digging up the road so that they can actually get in there and replace the pipe. And when they say it might be, you know, late Friday before people get water again, I believe it based on the size of what's going on there.
Giving us the report from the water main break and some of the businesses in Novi with Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News. Thanks, Tracy.
Sure thing.
And now we turn to Margaret Klobuchar. She's chief operating officer of Providence Park Hospital in Novi, and she's had a pretty long night and day dealing with the water problems there. Margaret, how are you doing at Providence Park? What's the status right now?
So the status is that we have lost our water at about 4:30 this morning. We are able to care for our patients. Those who are coming in via car to the emergency room, we can absolutely care for. We have had to close to ambulance traffic, though, and elective surgeries, just to be on the safe side.
How are you able to care for inpatients or for people in the emergency rooms when you don't have water?
We have plenty of bottled water. We practice these types of situations. We have an emergency preparedness team, and we do drills just like this. So when we have real live situations, such as last night, we are able to go right into our command center and put ourselves into full operation mode using bottled water, jugs of water, and we also have wells in the hospital underneath that we were able to pull some water from.
Did you have the water on hand, or is that part of your plan where you've got a certain amount, but then you can pull in more as needed?
Yes, we have a certain amount that we have in-house at all times. And then we certainly worked with our distributors very quickly last evening when we knew this could be a potential problem to get even more in.
Margaret, I'm interested about the wells. Would that be, for example, you would use that water for emergency and trauma surgeries?
No, we only use that to be able to have bathroom facilities and things like that. We don't use it for patient care.
The word is the earliest that the boil water advisory might be lifted is Friday. How do you envision things going between now and then?
You know, I anticipate that we will continue as much normal operation as we can and as we have, and I don't foresee any issues at this point.
What about outpatient appointments and procedures?
We are trying to do as many outpatients as we can as far as our imaging services, so our x-rays. We are not doing outpatient procedures at this point. Again, just to, in case we have to do emergencies, we want to make sure that we have all the equipment we need for that.
Did you have to move any patients to Providence Hospital in Southfield?
So we have moved about 4 patients at this point. They are dialysis patients. To do dialysis, you require a hookup to water source, and obviously we are unable to provide that at this point in time. So we have transferred 4 patients to Southfield.
So bottom line, what do you want patients and family members to understand about where Providence Park Hospital is right now with this water problem?
We want you to know that everybody here or anybody that comes to us is safe and in good hands, and we will continue to provide the best care possible.
Margaret Klobuchar is Chief Operating Officer of Providence Park Hospital in Novi, along with Henry Ford Hospital in West Bloomfield, one of the hospitals affected by the water main break and boil water advisory in Oakland County. Margaret, a long night for you and a long day ahead, but thank you so much for taking time to talk with us.
No problem. Thank you.
Mark Hansel is Special Programs Chief with the Oakland County Health Division. Mark, what have you been doing and with whom are you involved?
Yes, well, it's been a long day. The Oakland County Health Division and the Great Lakes Water Authority and our Water Resources Commissioner's Office opened up the Emergency Operations Center last night, and they have been working through the night to coordinate the messaging and make sure that people stay safe during this water main break.
Yeah, I'm wondering how communication is going because, as you pointed out, there's a lot of movable parts here.
It is. It does update and change quite frequently. So we definitely want to tell people in those affected cities, villages, or townships to touch base with those websites and the social media efforts from those cities for the latest, greatest updates in their area.
Now, we're not just talking homes here. We're talking businesses, adult and child daycare centers and restaurants. So what are you
Absolutely.
Telling them?
Our big focus here at the health division is to ensure that the restaurants and daycares and adult care facilities, long-term care facilities, are aware of what the issue is, how they can respond to the issue at their individual business. And depending on the situation in their area, it may be different. So they definitely want to stay up to date. But right now, it is primarily a boil water notice. People and businesses may be experiencing low water pressure. They may have no water at all, or they may be experiencing some discoloration in their water even. But a boil water notice is an indication that they need to boil water for at least 1 minute and let it cool before they use it. Restaurants have an emergency action plan that they can implement in boil water situations where they can implement certain practices and procedures to help keep their patrons safe as well.
And they're up to date on that. I'm just wondering health-wise, Mark, what do people risk by not following that boil water order? If they're like, well, you know, there's water coming out of the tap, it looks fine. What are they risking?
Yeah, the reason for the boil water is anytime that we have a rupture in the piping system that transports our drinking water, it can allow the introduction of certain contaminants. And primarily we're worried about microbes, you know, bacteria and things that are naturally present in the soil that just being exposed to the air that can get into the transportation system of our drinking water. So if those contaminants can enter into the water, we do use the boiling to help reduce the possibility of getting sick from those contaminants.
Sick in what ways?
Well, some symptoms related to, you know, a waterborne illness mimic a lot of other illnesses, you know, even the common cold or foodborne illness, where it can be nausea, vomiting. You can have some cramps. It can be with or without fever. And if you're experiencing any of those symptoms, certainly you would want to contact your healthcare provider.
Now, do people need to flush their lines or drain the hot water heater?
Yes and no. Once the repair has been made to this large water main, there can be some sediment and things that break loose from the piping system while the repairs are being made, and you could potentially experience some discolored water and things like that. So flushing, once the all clear, is a very, very good idea.
Mark, do you, not you personally, but does the Oakland County Health Division practice for this kind of situation, really drill down to be ready in this event of something of this magnitude?
Unfortunately, a water main break isn't an unusual occurrence. Something of this size and this magnitude is unusual. But the principles and the practices related to a boil water notice really remain the same, whether it was a single community that was affected or 12 to 13 communities that are affected in this case. So we practice, certainly, but in real life situations, yes.
So again, we're hearing it may take until Friday. And what are the main websites people should be going to for the best and latest information?
Websites of interest to folks that have questions regarding the boil water notice would certainly include the Oakland County Health Division website, and that is at www.oakgov.com/health. There is also a very good question and answer portion of the Great Lakes Water Authority website, and that is glwater.org. For up-to-date information in your specific area, if you are in one of the affected areas, those cities, villages, and townships are doing a very good job keeping their websites updated and pushing a lot of information through social media.
Mark Hansel, Special Programs Chief with the Oakland County Health Division. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Mark.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.